Welcome to 1111 VC Firm Podcast. I'm your host, Saint Marquis. This is episode 10. We have Antonio Austin, designer of Neflow clothing brand. How you doing, Antonio?
I'm doing well. Blessed. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yep. It's a Wednesday, so I can't complain. Keeping the week going, a positive energy, positive affirmations, keeping blessings and hope alive. So, tell me about your brand, how you came up with it. If you could talk about the name of it and the story of it and a little bit of a background about yourself.
Okay, I'll start off with a background of myself. My name is Antonio Austin. I'm born and raised in Oakland, California. I have two lovely parents, Antonio Jr. and Wanda Jones. My father's from Panama, originally from Panama. Came to the U.S. when he was probably around 7. My mother is from Stockton, California. They raised three lovely kids. Firstborn is my sister, Antonia. Second is Antonita, and I'm the third one. I'm the only boy. From there, the schools I attended and were in Oakland, California. I went to Brevard Middle School. I went to Maxwell Park first. Then I went to Brevard Middle School. From Brevard Middle School, I went to Willard in Berkeley for 8th grade. Then from Berkeley, I went to Oakland Tech. I went to Oakland Tech from freshman year to half of my junior year. Then the other half of my junior year, I went to San Leandro High School and graduated from San Leandro. Then from San Leandro, I ended up attending College Alameda for 2 years. Then from College Alameda, transferred to a school in Nebraska. Then from Nebraska,
so you bounced around a lot.
Yeah, I bounced around a lot. Well, you know, when it comes to junior colleges, you know, you only got 2 years there. Then from there, you know, you decide what 4 year you want to go to. But the 4 year I chose to go to, you know, things went left because of, you know, just being African American in another state where, you know, the only players are African American. You know, that's kind of hard to adjust when you see the difference of how they treat you. Mm-hmm. So that's why I transferred schools and decided to go to, you know, finish off in San Diego. Then from San Diego, I decided to, you know, pursue playing basketball overseas. So I ended up going to Spain for a tryout. And, you know, things went well. It was a blessing. Then from there, you know, I got on the team. I did well there. Then I decided to go to Panama to play just because of, you know, that's where my father's from. And I wanted to represent his country as the best as I can. So I'm not done yet. But, you know, since this, you know, quarantine, things are on hold when it comes to, you know, either going back to Europe or going back to Panama. So now when it came to my clothing brand, I had thoughts of having one when I was in Spain. That was around 2018. I thought about having a clothing brand, but I wasn't sure like how, you know, the steps I should take to get there or what I had to do or people I had to talk to start it. So while I was out there, I had a art book that I used to just draw just random, you know, random things of, you know, fashion, like clothes, shirts, pants. Then I ended up just start drawing wolves. Didn't know why I started drawing wolves, but it just stuck on me. So once that stuck on me, I was like, okay, well, you know, this is something that's pretty cool when it comes to wolf. But, you know, I have to have information or background why I chose a wolf. You know, out of every animal that's in the world, why did I chose a wolf? So when I went to Panama in 2019, that's when I started, like, you know, putting things together or what type of fashion I wanted to do. Like, did I want to make a street fashion or anything around that? So when I was in Panama, that's when I started thinking about names I needed to, the names I wanted to have to represent my fashion brand, my clothing brand. So I started off with Wolf. You know, somebody had that, so I couldn't, you know, take that. So I was like, Wolfing, you know, Wolfing was taken also. So I was just like, you know what, you know, I can basically kind of do like a mirror image of Wolfing. If you like flip Wolfing, it's Neflow. So I was like, okay, you know, that's different. You know, that's different. You know, that's different if someone asks me, why I chose Woofing or why I chose Neflow, I can say, like, if you flip it, it's a mirror image. So it's kind of what you see is what you get type of thing.
Right. And why, like, the wolf in particular? Like, what makes that animal distinct from other animals?
When it comes to a wolf, I see a wolf as a dominant animal. You know, it's one of the four-legged animals that's very dominant. And, you know, they all come in packs. You know, yeah, you might see some, you know, alone, but they're stronger in packs. So when it comes to wolves, if they're, you know, if they're hunting something, yeah, they have a leader, but that leader finds that prey to hunt. And he always needs help at the end to, you know, to kill that animal. So I see wolves as, you know, people. So, yeah, you can, you know, whatever you want to do or whatever you're passionate in doing, you can do it alone, but it's easier if you get someone to help you or you have a group of people, like when it can be family or it can be friends to, you know, push you to where you need to be or lead you to the way that you want to go. So that's why I chose the wolf.
Yeah. And let's backtrack it. When you relocated to these different places, right? So what skill sets did you develop in like adapting to new environments, and how does that parallel with the traits of the animal, the wolf, and or the representing your clothing?
Well, yeah, when it came to me going to Spain and Panama, it didn't really take me that long to tap into, you know, the culture or, you know, the rules that they had. It was really of my parents growing up. You know, they told me they wanted me to see the world. They told me things that I kind of didn't really have to see for myself. So, you know, they told me the things they've been through growing up, you know, when it came to my father, you know, him being Panamanian and speaking Spanish and coming to America, how, you know, he used to get picked on or the things that he went, you know, like basically how to survive. So they taught me, you know, how to survive in Oakland. I feel like Oakland is, you know, a tough city as it is. You know, you got to have strong skin. So I feel like if you can live in Oakland, then you can live anywhere else. That's the way I've seen it. So when I went to Spain, it, you know, it was different when it came to culture and how, you know, they ran the country. But, you know, I felt like it wasn't that hard for me to tap into it. Or Panama, when it came to Panama, Panama was pretty different. You know, they had their rules are kind of different when it comes to Spain. Like they're all free living out there in Spain. But when it comes to Panama, it's like they have a lot of rules that you have to follow, because if you don't follow them, then, you know, no telling where you'll be. So. But when you relate it to my brand, it's more of, you know, when it comes to a wolf, you know, they have to adapt to the type of animal that they're hunting or the way they live, you know, and, you know, the climate. So, you know, it can be cold, you know, they hunt in the cold, and they also hunt when it's hot. So, yeah.
Like, what current projects have you been working on with your clothing brand, and what type of, like, values do you guys represent, or, like, the mission that you see for your clothing brand?
The goal I have for my clothing brand, you know, you're supposed to always have goals for your, you know, whatever you do. But when it comes to my clothing brand right now, you know, just for me starting it this year, I felt like I've been doing pretty good. I don't really have a team right now. I'm doing this all, you know, all alone when it comes to, you know, the design and the view and where I see it going. So when it comes to my art, everything that I have right now, you know, is basically touching my hands and my hands only. So when it comes to like shirts, shorts, hoodies, sweats, I've done socks, hats, like everything that I give to people or everything I sell, excuse me, it's touching my hands. So when it comes to me doing that, it's a good feeling just because I can see other people working. I mean, I can see other people walking around and wearing my art. And, you know, it's very meaningful for me because, you know, a lot of people can say, yeah, I have a clothing brand, but it's more, sorry. People can say, yeah, they have a clothing brand, but when it comes to my clothing brand, it's basically I'm seeing my art in people's hands or my art on people's bodies. And I can say that, oh, okay, you know, I did that. You know, it wasn't really a middleman or anybody else touching my product but me. So I feel like that's a good feeling. And just, you know, just seeing that is just a blessing, you know, just to have the opportunity to have my own clothing brand or just seeing the world or doing the things I'm doing right now is just a blessing. So, you know, I can truly say I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, that's very unique. And like, what, I want to say, what like makes your product different from other brands out there for like the supporters or potential supporters of your brand?
When I say different, I really don't try to, you know, put it as, you know, what makes mine different from others. So, you know, I don't really see it as a competition. I just feel like once you see it as a competition, then you're just trying to up someone else. So, you know, for me, it's just, you know, staying in my own lane for the most part and just doing what I love. Like anything that comes to mind, just using my creativity just to see how it goes or see what people think about it. So I can say that kind of makes, I wouldn't say that makes me different, but it's just, like I said, it's just me just staying in my own lane, you know, not really worried about other brands, because once you worry about other brands, then that's when you question your own. So I just feel like once I just, you know, just keep a straight tunnel, straight line, and just, you know, focus on what I want to do or how I feel about a design or what people like it. It's just free art for me, I could say. So it's whatever comes to mind, I just do it.
Yeah. And you say free art. Have you been doing any type of like experimental work with the clothing?
Yes. I feel like everything I do is like, you know, just something that just pops in my head. Either in the morning or before I go to sleep, and I just wake up and I just like, you know what, let me just try this, see how it goes. And, you know, I can say more than half of the time it comes out nice. So it's nothing I've done that I say, you know what, I'm not going to come out with. You know, I might just give a glimpse of it and, you know, see what people think. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's the confidence I have in my art. So it's just like I tell people, like when it comes to the stuff I wear, like most of the time I don't match. I won't lie to you. Most of the time I don't match. But if I have that confidence of wearing it, people will have that confidence. Like, okay, yeah, it don't match, but it looks nice. But I can't say, yeah, he doesn't match, but it still looks nice. So I just feel like once you have that confidence in yourself and in whatever you do, then people will feed off that or feed off that energy.
And with you building this clothing brand, for those that are trying to build a clothing brand or starting at a small scale, what challenges are you like dealing with? What problems have you had along your journey?
Just, I could say asking for help for the most part. You know, everybody wants to, you know, have that pride when they feel like they can do it by themselves. But yeah, you can do it yourself, but you can always ask for help or guidance or a mentor or anybody that you can, you know, you can talk to while you, you know, you're doing this process. And I've had a lot of friends and family that, you know, I've spoken with when it comes to, you know, my art. Like, you know, I have a close friend, Tyler. Y'all know you remember Tyler. Tyler Thompson. I talk to him every now and then when it comes to my art, because, you know, he lives out in LA, and, you know, LA is, you know, big on fashion. So, you know, he kind of guides me or tells me, you know, which avenues I should take or which ways I should go to be successful when it comes to, you know, promoting my brand and, you know, getting my stuff out there. So, you know, he's been very helpful. I have a lot of friends that have been very helpful, but, you know, I can throw out names all day, you know, but that, you know, for sure, Tyler. I've talked to Tyler. I have another friend, Tim. He has his own clothing brand, Bullies. He introduced me to Who Cares and, you know, Savs. So, you know, he introduced me to people that's doing the same thing I'm doing, but they're doing this stuff a different way. But, you know, I still have people I can talk to that can help me out to be successful as, you know, they're doing right now.
Right. So you can't stress the importance of having a mentor, having multiple mentors, having them guide you and direct you, and not having somebody that's on the same playing field, but somebody that's been successful at it or is moving in that direction that can, you know, help you along the way. And that way you can learn from them and lead the youth and lead the new generation.
Yeah, so, you know, like when it comes to like, the good thing of having a clothing brand is, you know, when you have friends or people that you don't know, they see what you're doing and they seeing you moving up on a scale, it, you know, it pushes them to do, watch what you're doing, but feel like they can do better. So it's just like, I don't see it as a competition. Like I see it as, you know, if I'm doing something I love and I can have friends or people that I don't know see what I'm doing and get inspired by it, that's all that matters. It's like when it came to, you know, basketball, like people were hitting me left and right, asking me, you know, what did I do? Or, you know, how did I get to, you know, where I'm at? You know, I'm not the type of person that you'd be like, you know, yeah, I don't have time to answer your questions. I'm not gonna answer. It's like, yeah, like, I just feel like, you know, if I was in that position where I wanted to, you know, find that information, I would ask also. So, you know, I don't mind people, you know, hitting me up, asking me like, you know, where did I start when it came to basketball, or what did I do when it came to, you know, starting my own fashion? Like, I see that as a blessing, because, you know, they could have just been like, you know, I'm not going to hit him up, or, you know, I'm just going to figure it out myself. But just for them to reach out to me and ask me what I did to, and I started this year. So, you know, just for have people to ask me, you know, how did I start it, or where did I, you know, what was the first thing I did? It's amazing. You know, it excites me and it just pushes me forward. It motivates me, you know, as I'm motivating them.
And you started this business during COVID-19.
Yes. Well, I had the ideas before, but, you know, at that time I was kind of nervous about, you know, what people think, or it was mostly like, you know, what were the thoughts, or, you know, what people think about me coming out with the clothing brand. But it was just me questioning myself, you know. So I just feel like as long as you don't question yourself and just go for it, then things will run more smoothly. But when you question yourself, you're basically procrastinating and holding out on a gift that God gave you.
And how did you break that fear?
Just doing it. Just doing it. I ended up having a little commercial last year. I just threw it out on Instagram, and I had people, you know, liking the commercial or commenting, you know, having a comment under the video. And I ended up taking it off like a month later. And I was just like, yeah, like, do I actually want to do this? Because, like, once I'm in it, I'm in it. So once I end up coming back from Panama, that's when I fully invest my time and my ideas when it came to my clothing brand. That was this year in March. So I can say I started in March. That's when I fully invested in, you know, building my clothing brand and making it to what it is right now. All
right. And what, like, current projects are you working on right now, and what can we expect from NFLO in the future?
What you can expect? Greatness, I can say. And, you know, when it comes to me being creative, when it came to my clothing brand, it's like every day something pops in my head. And it's just like, yeah, everyone has that creative box in their brain, but it's just like once you tap into it, it's crazy. It doesn't, you know, you don't know what you'll come up with. It will just, whatever pops in your head that time or that moment, you'll either keep it in your head or you'll write it down. So right now, I'm leaning on more of a woman line. Like, yeah, you know, I have hoodies, sweats, and shorts, and shirts, and hats when it comes to everything is unisex. So, you know, it's just not like it's a male brand, like a male dominant brand. I also want my brand to be woman dominant as well. So right now I'm working on a sweatsuit for women, like kind of like a boyfriend type of sweatsuit. Like, yeah, it'd be kind of baggy in a way for women who likes, you know, to wear like baggy hoodies or like baggy sweats. Or it can be tight fit also. So I'm working on that right now. I have tanks. I'm working on spandex shorts. So I'm kind of like leaning on more of the woman side, because when it comes to women fashion, if they like it, they'll buy it straight like that. Like for us, you know, when it comes to men, we'll say, oh, we like it, but we'll sit on it. But when it comes to, you know, women, if they like something, they're getting it then and there. So you know, I want my stuff to be balanced, man and woman. I don't want people thinking that it's more man or it's more women. But, you know, I want it to be balanced. So, you know, I have both crowds, you know, both genders.
Right. And with your customer reviews, have you received, like, positive feedback? Or what type of feedback have you received? And, like, what is lacking, like, in the clothing space that they want or need?
I've been getting nothing but positive feedback, which is a blessing. You know, you probably have some people that, you know, think negative of, you know, whatever, but I feel like everyone I've spoke with or anybody who reached out to me, it was all love and it was all positivity. So that's what, you know, like I said, that's what pushes me to keep going or keep, you know, throwing out more merch when it comes to the time that we're in right now. Like, I've been thinking like crazy. I feel like I come out with something almost every week. And that's a beautiful thing just to have, you know, just to have ideas just flowing through your mind. And, you know, the ideas that you have flowing through, people just loving it. That's it's exciting. You know, it's exciting to talk about. And it's just an excited feeling when you're actually talking to somebody about your business or when it comes to anything that you're passionate of doing. If you're passionate to talk about it to others, then that's a beautiful thing to have.
Right. So how can the community get in contact with you and support your brand Neflow?
Right now I have an Instagram, neflow.woofing. You can find me on neflow.woofing. I have a website coming pretty soon. I'm just trying to, you know, make sure I do things right when it comes to, you know, having a website. I'm not trying to have no hiccups. So I'm not really sitting on a website. It's just, I want to make it perfect. You know, everybody has to start somewhere, but I'd rather just make sure my project is perfect before I'm throwing it out. So right now you can go on Instagram, you know, tell me what you like. If you want to order something, I can, you know, tell you how the ordering process goes. I also ship as well. So I've been shipping all over the country. So my main, the one city that I want to actually tap in with is in China. I have a close friend that's in China playing basketball right now that I like to visit, you know, to go play basketball as well, but, you know, also tap into their fashion. So, you know, I feel like basketball kind of helped me out when it came to, you know, meeting people, meeting good people, meeting friends, meeting, you know, friends I can call family. So, you know, I'm not done with basketball, but, you know, since we're in this, you know, pandemic, you know, I've been focusing on basketball, but it's just keeping the balance, you know, working out, you know, working on my, you know, working on my merch and also working out. That's a balance that I've been working on since we've been in this pandemic. So it's been kind of hard, I won't lie, you know, but it's been going well.
Yeah. And how can we contact you via email?
Via email, you can hit AntonioCAustin@gmail.com. Or like I said, you can go on Instagram. You can reach me through DMs. You know, tell me what you like. Tell me, like, you know, anything that you want to order. Then I'll tell you the ordering process. And you know, I'll always, you know, give out the tracking number so you can keep a track of your package and make sure it comes on time. Or if it doesn't come on time, you can reach out to me as well. Then I'll contact, you know, FedEx or UPS and make sure you get your package.
Right. Because you got to put that customer first.
Yeah, you know, customers first. Customers always right, even though, you know, sometimes they might be wrong, but you always got to make sure, you know, the customer.
Got to put that customer first. This is a Jaheim remix.
This is a Jaheim, yeah. You know, you got to make sure your customer's happy. You know, you got to make sure they feel like they're at home instead of feeling like a stranger. So, you know, I feel like once you have that connection with that customer, that's when more will come. And, you know, every customer you have is basically, you have to treat them like your first customer. So if you treat that customer like a first customer, that's when you get more customers. And if you keep that same process, that's when that crowd will come and your mind will go crazy because a lot of words will become.
Oh, again, like brand marketing all in one. I got you.
Yeah. So yeah, it's all building connections. Like my close friend always told me, he's like, it's always building connection. You never know who that person may know. So it's just like, once you treat that person right, they can run back to the person that's, you know, I wouldn't say bigger than them, but, you know, higher on a stage when it comes to like either fashion or you just knowing people, you know, it's just building connections when it comes to either basketball, the fashion industry, business industry. It doesn't really matter. It's just, you know, building that connection because you never know if you might need that person in the future or you might need that person, that person that might need you. So
definitely. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show. Thank you for your time. Appreciate you. This is episode 10. Antonio Austin of Neflow Clothing Brand out of Oakland, California. We out.